from St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. If you've lived in the St. Louis region long enough, you've almost certainly heard complaints about a lack of cooperation between local governments. And with so many cities, counties, police departments, fire protection districts, and school districts working together on shared initiatives, seems like a pipe dream rather than a normal course of action. But that changed earlier this summer, when the leaders of St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Jefferson County, and Franklin County signed on to a new law enforcement training facility. With $50 million coming from the state of Missouri, backers of the idea, such as St. Louis County Councilman Mark Harder, say it will make St. Louisans safer.
This is about keeping our officers safe, as well as keeping the population safe. And if you can teach de-escalation and you can handle situations in a somewhat of an academic environment and help those police officers understand how to do these things, all the more power that this new academy will have.
Still, the initiative is not getting universally warm reviews. For instance, Maplewood resident Lauren Villa said during a late July St. Louis County Council meeting that the facility was a misplaced priority.
What I want to know from everyone that supports this bill is if you would look a child that's food insecure in the eyes and say, our community needs militarized police more than you need food.
Joining us now to discuss the new law enforcement training facility and other major regional coordination efforts is St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman. Ellman was first elected to his post in 2006 and has served as a judge, a Missouri state senator, and a Missouri state representative. County Executive Ellman, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Jason, thanks for having me.
What is this new law enforcement training facility, and how did the leaders of these four St. Louis area counties get together to sign on to it?
Well, I think it started back in 2019, and it was kind of an effort by the Police Foundation, which basically works with St. Louis City and County, and they were gonna build something. And anyway, the thing moved forward, and then they started talking about curriculum, and remember there was some differences of opinion back then about the police. And anyway, the thing died. Bob Brinkman was one of the people that was working on it then. He actually asked me during that period, do we want to get in on it? I said, we don't have money to put into it right now. Thank you. After it failed with the city and county, he came and said, why don't we go to Jefferson City, see if we can get state money and get all the counties involved? And I said, let me talk to Jefferson, Franklin. And we did. We got involved. Sam Page was interested. And we went to Jeff City and got the state taxpayers to pay for this. And I think it's going to benefit not only the people in the region, but people at least on the eastern part of the state.
Do you know what type of training will actually take place in this facility? I've heard descriptions that it might have like a model urban town that police officers can do training in. I've heard there's a gym where officers can, I would assume, play basketball or something, but also, you know, exercising is part of police work. Like, what is going to be happening here?
Yeah, there'll be a gym for exercising, but that's very far down the list of priorities here. And what kind of training? You got a new idea? This is a facility to train people. We have not agreed on any one-size-fits-all training. Now, the St. Louis County Academy is going to be going in here, and that's part of the agreement. And right now, in St. Charles County, we agree with the training that they give their people, and we'll be using it. And I think most of the municipalities and maybe everybody will be using it at first. But if for some reason somebody comes up with a better idea and think they can train better, they'll use the same facility just at a different time.
Yeah, you mentioned kind of the 2019 thought processes about policing in St. Louis. And I guess we could go back even before 2014 in Ferguson, that there were a lot of smaller municipality police departments, particularly in St. Louis County, that had really bad reputations for basically being predatory agencies that were trying to get tickets and money out of people. Do you think that this facility could be an opportunity for especially smaller municipalities to train there and to have better police officers?
Absolutely. I mean, I think St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and even the city of St. Louis has a relatively high standard of training right now, which we can make even better. But you're absolutely right. We've got, 45 municipal police departments in St. Louis County, which is, we've got one of those small police departments in St. Charles County. Our other smaller cities contract with the county to provide police protection. But yeah, it's those small police departments whose members need the training more than anyone else.
Were there any efforts to get the city of St. Louis on board with this? You mentioned that they were in the initial discussions of this, but they were not at the East-West Gateway signing. Like, what exactly happened with the city of St. Louis here?
Well, as you know, there's other issues around the city of St. Louis Police Department right now.
That's right. They are not actually controlled. But still, they were controlled by the mayor's office when this was being formulated. So yeah. was that one of the reasons, the prospect of so-called state control?
I think Tashara Jones was not interested in what we were doing. The other four counties from the beginning have realized that for this thing to really work, eventually we need to get the city in here as well. Not only because their facilities need a real upgrade, but because, our police departments right now, I've said this many times, as a politician for the last 35 years, what I've learned, if nothing else, is that our law enforcement people cooperate a lot better with each other than the politicians do. Mm-hmm. And that's why as soon as we get this thing built, even before we get it built, we're going to turn it over to the people on this board that are going to be law enforcement people that are already working together. And of course, when you're working together as a region, you need to have the city of St. Louis in that operation. So yeah, the quicker we can get St. Louis in, the better. And that's something I know the governor, I saw the governor last weekend, and that's one of the things he said about this training center. He said, we need to get the city in.
Now, you mentioned the $50 million from the state. Is it going to cost more than $50 million? And if so, the board that you just mentioned, are they going to have any ability to raise tax revenue to fill in the gap?
Absolutely not. They are a political subdivision, so they're not dependent upon St. Louis County or St. Charles County or anyone else. They're a political subdivision. They will have the opportunity to try to get state and federal grants. They will support the operations with fees that are paid by the departments whose officers use it. And, hopefully we won't have to go back and ask for more money. But, with the situation on construction and everything, we're hoping it goes down and the cost doesn't go up.
So one of the interesting things about this project is it needed buy-in from the county councils or the county commissions in the four counties. And everybody voted for it except one person. And that happens to be my St. Louis County Councilwoman, Lisa Clancy of Maplewood. Here's Clancy expressing her opposition at a county council meeting from earlier this year.
I am concerned about the new federal administration and the removal of checks and balances on justice and law enforcement in this country, in this community. I'm having a hard time supporting this for that reason. I think that this might be a little too much.
That was St. Louis County Councilwoman Lisa Clancy explaining why she opposed a new regional law enforcement training facility. And as I kind of played in the introduction, that contention was kind of echoed by a lot of other St. Louis County residents who are leery about this. So what's your response?
My response is that for 2 years, we were working on this together, Republicans and Democrats, with a Democratic administration in Washington, D.C. And nobody from Jefferson or Franklin or St. Charles County said, hey, I don't think we want to work with Sam Page or anybody in the city because of who's in the president's office. So I see that's a total non sequitur.
Yeah, although I guess to be fair, this is coming, we are interviewing you like around the time President Trump has talked about sending in National Guards troops to St. Louis, which it seems that Governor Kehoe has kind of basically politely declined that for now. But can you understand that like the president's like public statements on this may give rise to the idea that this training facility could somehow be federalized and used for some federal purpose, which is clearly not the case, but sometimes perception is reality to some people.
I think that's a bit paranoid to think that way. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to predict what will or won't be done in Washington, D.C. right now. But, you know, there's our constitutions and laws and rules and so forth. I can't imagine how that could happen other than the fact that we go to war.
I want to shift a little bit to something that's been on the minds of a lot of St. Charles County residents, data centers. Now, it should be noted that St. Charles County already houses a number of data centers, including a fairly large one at the MasterCard campus. But you were probably watching the uproar over a proposed data center in St. Charles City, and I guess that this has prompted you to spur on a conversation at East West Gateway on the topic. Tell me a little bit about that, because this is a topic that's getting a lot of attention right now.
Well, my comments at East West Gate were basically that, you know, we've got a situation now where this thing came up. The people who wanted to build it were not forthcoming with all the facts, which is the first problem. You just can't do that nowadays. You can't sneak something through without telling people everything they need to know about it. More importantly, what I was trying to find out about it, and I started calling people, everybody I talked to thought it was either the greatest thing in the world or the worst thing. And I think, as in most cases, the truth is somewhere in the middle. And I think East West Gateway, I'd love to see our staff put together, maybe have some hearings, do some research for us, put together, hey, here's the pros and the cons, and here's what you need to think about. There's a lot of different people who have been thinking about this already. The Missouri Senate, the legislature passed a Senate bill that basically makes it clear that these data centers, when they come in, if they use up a whole lot of electricity or water or whatever it is.
Which they do. They use a ton, basically.
They use a ton of it. And that's why the legislature required that if they build the facility, they also have to build the infrastructure necessary to provide that water and electricity.
Did that make it to the governor's desk, or did it just pass out of the Senate?
No, I think it became law.
Okay. So it dovetails with kind of a dueling philosophies where you have people like tech oligarchs and by extension the federal administration who are basically like, this type of technology is really important and regulation shouldn't stifle it. But then you have, I guess, a lot of people in St. Charles and also Republicans like Josh Hawley who are like, there needs to be guardrails, not only on artificial intelligence, but on the data centers that use a lot of energy and have real environmental concerns. You mentioned that there's some place in the middle here between, I guess, those two, I don't want to say extreme philosophies, but polar opposite. Do you have any ideas of where that middle ground could be?
Well, middle ground philosophically and literally. The right kind of ground is what we need to start with. The facility in St. Charles, which, you know, I'll disclose the fact it's half a mile from my house, and my wife was totally against it, as were all of my neighbors.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to keep an open mind. Of course, I never really was involved in any decision about it. But that was in the floodplain. It was, like I said, a half a mile from my house, and a whole lot of other people live closer. And nobody could really give us any data about, you know, what impact that would have. So, you know, when in doubt, people were against it. So, you know, I said at the time when somebody asked me, it sounded like a good idea, maybe just in the wrong place. Now, I wasn't around when we first got electricity and telephones, but I'll bet you there's a lot of people that complain when they put the telephone poles down the street in front of their house, okay? And I remember 35, 40 years ago when people were complaining because they wanted they didn't want cell towers in their neighborhood. They wanted to use their cell phone, but they wanted the cell phone tower to be somewhere else. So this is the same type of situation here. It's something that if it has to be done, we need to make sure there's a process where it ends up in the right place.
Now, do you think that this is going to have to be like broader state legislation that sets this up? Or do you think like the various leaders of St. Louis, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, et cetera, could come up with like their own uniform regulations?
Well, like I said, the state's already become involved. And they, according to what I read, the PSC is making rules right now.
They are.
The state is already involved. Obviously, I'm for local control, and you have to go through the zoning process. And people need to be heard if this is going to impact their neighborhoods. But it's a sort of situation, again, when we have a discussion, I hope the next discussion is a little bit more balanced here and people will listen to each other a little better than they did before.
St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman has served in his role since 2007. He's also a former judge and Missouri state legislator. And are you going to be retiring next year? Are you rethinking that?
I'm rethinking that.
Okay. Well, I know you've said that to others, but I just wanted to get on the record.
I've never been, haven't been this confident in the possibilities for the moving the region forward like we have right now.
Well, thank you. And if you rethink it, we will have you back on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Audio engineering and sound design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.